Can a name save lives? The city of Seville in Spain is betting it can.
Yesterday, the mayor announced a new program, the world's first, to give official names to severe heat waves.
Sevilla y Andalucía, general, como otros lugares de España.
Just like tropical storms and hurricanes, impending heat waves will be named and classified by severity.
The pilot project was developed in partnership with the Adrian Arsht Rockefeller Foundation Resilience Center. The center's director, Kathy Boffman McLeod, says the goal is to help people understand the danger of extreme heat, which she calls a silent killer.
It kills more people than hurricanes, fires, and floods combined, and people are not aware of it. We need the recognition and the brand and the media attention for heat waves, much like we have done for hurricanes.
The naming program will be linked with public health measures like opening cooling centers or reaching out to older people living alone.
Some climate and weather scientists have questioned the naming approach. They're concerned that if lots of different named weather events pop up, they'll just become background noise. Boffman McLeod says we can't afford not to try.
Whatever we're doing is not working. I mean, we had 1,000 people die in the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia. So we have to do something different, and the warning systems we have don't work.
She hopes lessons learned in Seville can lead to similar programs around the world.
To choose the name, Seville will run a few different options by focus groups.
Human names or flora and fauna or Greek letters.
The program is slated to roll out next year, so Heatwave Ignacio or Iota or Oso may be headed to southern Spain soon.